Blog Talk Radio.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
Time. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But
Ooh,
man. Juice. I love when we start the show with juice. Oh. Rare.
Rare. I'm starting the show with chocolate.
You know what? You ain't right. See, I said to myself, I have some lovely, moist, and delicious chocolate brownies in my refrigerator that I was going to heat up and eat. And I said, I will not, because I will not torture the ginger, because
I
love her.
Reese's peanut butter.
See, and then she tries to rub it in. See, later on, I'm going to send her a picture of the brownie all melted and everything, just at the right moment, just for you later. Let me tell you a good snack I found out. It sounds disgusting. It is so good. You know, the buttery popcorn, the home popcorn, if you mix that with some Nutella.
Ew.
I know it sounds ew. I promise you, it is the best thing ever. Chocolate, salty, crunchy. My girls out there get it. Ginger's not feeling, I'm not saying you're not a girl, but Ginger's not feeling me yet. But when you taste it, yeah, come back and talk to me. Get at me, sis, when you taste it.
I will have to try it, because right now I'm thinking, ew.
Well, if you've had Nutella, right?
I have. I'm not that big of a fan, but it's all right. It's okay.
Well, think of it as a chocolate replacement and with the popcorn. You've never had chocolate popcorn before?
No.
You got to try the salty and sweet.
Mwah! With butter and salt.
Yeah, and you add the sweet to it. Awesome. You never liked Cracker Jacks? She got to think about it.
Wait. I'm trying to think. Cracker Jacks is that caramel stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, now they used to have a mix, a Cracker Jack mix, a long time ago. I think it was just very limited, where they put little hunks of chocolate in, kind of like a weird trail mix. It tastes good, I promise. That's where I came up with this idea. Just try, dip your little, just one kernel in and go, mmm.
I'm cold!
I thought it was, you know what? This whole that whole climate thing, change thing, is for real, I'm telling y'all. I'm in Texas. And I have turned off my AC several times today.
Yeah, I'm going to be, because I am freezing. I have shorts on, so if I go quiet, because I popped up to go find some pants. Because, yep. Oh my God!
Yeah, and that is unheard of in Texas in the summer to be turning off your AC. I've had to many, many times. Something is wrong, people.
It is ridiculous. Where are our people? Hey, people. Hey, people, oh my God, my cap's on. Cap's off. Hey, Wita.
All right.
Where's my people?
I'm sorry, I'm multitasking, so handing you all the game.
Oh God, yeah, I gotta finish that one.
He is going to live me, not...
And there's now a Facebook connect to share.
Now, you know what I was watching this morning, the movie Gamer, and the more I watch it, the more it frightens me.
How so?
Have you ever seen that movie?
It sounds...
Gerard Butler.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I've seen it.
Now that I watch it, okay, that movie came out long before we knew Kinect existed, right?
Uh-huh.
And now that Kinect exists, and we've seen Oculus Rift and that other company that's here in Houston.
Getting my grubby little hands on.
Yeah, that other machine that you get in and you walk that we showed you guys either last week or week before last. All those elements are there present in that movie. It's very scary to watch.
Water car.
Very scary to watch. And, of course, Second Life and Would anybody out there, would you really want to, if you could control another person, you know, as
no.
a game, would you want to? We, I mean, you say no, but keep in mind, you know, Baby Nation's generation, that may be totally normal for them. Completely normal.
That's, I don't mind the idea of finding a way to virtually log into Second Life and be like, there.
Yeah, I think I would like it if it was myself. I don't want to control another person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all. I think, like, this will sound crazy and futuristic. I think that would be a good way for, let's say, us to maybe generate power or something. Maybe that was somebody's job. Your job, you can log in to Second Life or whatever. You play the game, and maybe you have, you know, to do real body movements, and that generates power.
Yeah. Why do you think I got the Omni?
Okay.
Omni.
Okay, let me get to the juice now because my multitasking.
You did say you had some juice. What was going down with it?
The juice. Get your bibs ready. Oh my God. Okay, so Ouya is, as Ginger would say, bending over and grabbing ankles this morning, and apologizing because the Kickstarter backers have not received their consoles on time.
I
promised. They said they promised that all Kickstarter backers.
Yeah, but we're going to promise it's going to be out to you in 3 months. F that. No, it's not.
All right. So, okay, in response to the delay, CEO Julie Ehrman said, I am pissed. Really? You think you're pissed? Presumably in relation to her emotional state rather than her alcohol level, is what Eurogamer is saying. In a backer-only update on the Ouya Kickstarter page, Ehrman said Ouya units were delivered to the company's distribution partner in May, and shipping was already paid for, so we're going to blame the shipping company. Said, some of you have not yet received your Ouya, and to you, I apologize. She said, I did not promise to ship most of you before we hit the shelves. I promise to ship all of you. I've been reading your comments, and we're working to resolve this. We delivered your Ouyas to our partner in May, and since then, they have been in their custody. Are you sure they still have them, Julie? We paid for shipping, yet the deliveries remain incomplete. We know everyone is getting their Ouya, but it's taking longer than we expected. Ehrman admitted that it may take another 2 weeks or more for some of the Ouya units to arrive. She says, we'll resolve this as quickly as possible. I have my team working all evening to provide me with the current state of affairs and what we're doing to make it right. According to Ouya Head of Operations Ken Stevens, those who have received shipment confirmation should receive their consoles 15 to 17 days after that date. Release date is today.
Wow.
Ouya is manufactured in mainland China with shipments, the responsibility of a Hong Kong-based company. Over the past few months, we've
encountered... three-year-olds to build your console.
Yep, this is over the past few months we've encountered and conquered many challenges spanning both hardware and software in order to bring the best products we could market. We have tried to make sure that the challenges we faced did not impact our early supporters, but unfortunately we came up short. In the UK, you can buy Ouya for $99 from Game and Amazon.co.uk, and of course it is sold out here in most U.S. retailers, and you probably could get it a lot faster if you just went and bought it yourself. But unfortunately, you cannot get your money back from Ouya to, you know, if you decide to just go buy it elsewhere. I don't know why they didn't just go with a FedEx or something like that. And the other question is, if this company genuinely has your Ouyas and they're behind on shipping, you should be telling them, you know what, you're going to upgrade us to free overnight shipping now. That's what leads me to believe they're lying.
It made it to the stores. It's in the stores, but not in the backer's hands.
Yep.
That is ridiculous.
It's not because they're lying. You all did not have it ready. Prove us wrong.
And we wonder why the ESRB ESA didn't want them at E3.
Yeah, they sure made themselves over to E3, didn't they? They had no problems getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think they just were not, they're just not prepared. And I don't know, this is my opinion. Some of you are like, oh, I believe them, that's fine. But I feel like if you have something this huge and with the amount of money that you all were given, you could have gone to FedEx ships worldwide. You picked and this is why I know they didn't do FedEx. They're saying it's being held by a nondescript Hong Kong company. And again, why is that company not being told, we have a reputation at stake here. You guys are now upgrading everybody to overnight shipping. So not 17 to 15 days, but we're going to get it to you, you know, the next few days. Launch day's today. I mean, every company does it. Even Evil, EA, and Microsoft would do that for you if they made a mistake. Let's upgrade this to overnight shipping and get this in the person's hands, because the longer they wait, the more pissed off they get, and they don't care how good your console is when they get it by that time. They just like, I don't care. It's horrible. Anything that's wrong with it that they may have overlooked that's a small little defect is now going to be amplified a million times because you made them wait 15 to 17 days. You didn't wait to get your money. Anyway.
This is just ridiculous. And when it came out, we said, this is not something fishy here. I mean, the hell, they didn't even have a website.
Yeah, when they
started.
I'm just not understanding at all.
I don't know. All right. So, what do we got here? ESRB launches privacy certified program. The Entertainment Software Rating Board, or the ESRB as we know them, announced a new privacy seal certification program that they're calling the ESRB Privacy Certified. The new program offers expanded services to help companies manage their mobile app privacy practices. The program services include helping companies achieve compliance with the recently revised Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA rule, that went in to effect July, or goes into effect July 1st. ESRB Privacy Certified offers a suite of services, including individualized privacy risk assessment for all online and mobile properties, solutions for obtaining a verifiable parental consent for users under age 13, guidance.
Finally!
Yes.
Finally!
Mm-hmm. Guidance on providing concise, short-form privacy disclosures to mobile users, consultation on privacy policy development, and ongoing compliance monitoring and reporting. Who's talking? Donna Frazier, who's the vice president of the ESRB, says privacy protection is an imperative for companies of all sizes, especially when kids are involved, but achieving compliance with requirements like COPPA can be complicated. Particularly for rapidly evolving platforms like mobile. By extending our services beyond website operators to include mobile app developers as well, we are helping ensure that their products provide a trustworthy environment for user interaction and information sharing. That's kind of awesome. So what exactly is this verifiable parental consent? How are they going to do that?
I would guess the way that we've been saying all along, driver's license already exists.
That's true.
It would make sense to do it with a driver's license.
That is awesome. Totally awesome. I want to see it in action before I make a judgment on it. But yay, yes. Patrick, it is working. It is working again. The chat room, if you're listening, over at twitch.tv/GameMatrix_GGR is working. So come check it out. Come talk with us. We do answer you, even if it is a minute or two later. I think Corey's a little bit distracted, so let me go ahead and jump to another one. This sounds kind of neat. Are you in Fort Myers? Well, coming November, downtown Fort Myers is becoming a video game wonderland. This is kind of neat. Game Nation is going to be hosting Game Nation Celebration, a launch party happening on November 1st through the 3rd in Fort Myers, Florida. The downtown River District will be transformed into what organizers are calling a massive interactive story-based adventure using the art and culture of video games, immersive storytelling, and video game competitions as a backdrop. This sounds visitors begin in customs, where they will create a character and be briefed on the rules of the game world. From there, you'll travel between locations throughout downtown, completing quests, gaining achievements, and taking part in encounters. Interactive areas will include Central Hall, where you and your friends gather before excursions, the Well of Creation, where inspiration first born into the world, and even a pirate ship waiting to be commandeered. As you play and interact with those around you, the surrounding world will evolve, and you and your group will be called to save the princess. What the hell? Why is it got to be a princess? Anyways, you got to save the princess or capturing the alien threat. Players can earn achievements and prestige, even earn collectible merchandise. The entire event is geared towards families' fun, so parents don't have to worry about exposing their children to any situations that might be considered mature. Game Nation Celebration is our celebratory launch party to showcase all of the amazing things we're doing at Game Nation, from the theme park to the role-playing game. Everything we do is on the vision of It's Your Theme Park, says Rook, who is the creator of Game Nation. So is Game Nation that park that we heard about? Is that finally going to happen?
No idea.
Fort Myers will be our first test area where visitors will get an exclusive feeling of what's to come. They'll be able to evaluate some of the latest gaming technologies. That's awesome. Also on the agenda is attractions including live music, interactive role-playing, video game tournaments, events, kids' creative areas, and much, much more. All right, so if you want to check this out, you can check it out over at gncelebration.com. I'm going to be doing that afterwards. This sounds kind of neat. Too bad
they got LARPing, huh?
All the way. Yeah. You know, I know the area that I live in has a LARP or had a LARP group because I've seen them. But I've not seen them in a very, very long time, so I don't know what happened to them.
It gets difficult to maintain a LARP group here in the South. You know that.
Yeah.
You find the LARP, it's a tornado coming. It starts.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
It's hot. So if you're going to LARP during the summer, you got to do it like before the sun comes up because
you will die.
Wearing armor, you will die.
I don't know that I want to do the armor. I think I'd probably want something else. You know, I'm tired of the orc troll of any variety, even LARPing. I want something new and inventive, different.
Well, these guys and girls look like they were getting ready to go off on some great quest for, like, the Ring of Mordor or something. And
you didn't share any pictures?
Well, this was a while back, and I didn't take any.
Oh, I thought you were talking about now, what we were talking about now.
No.
I don't know. We'll have to find some. See what's going on with that park business. All right. Steam has something new and delicious coming to your...
Really? What do they have?
New trading cards feature is going to be out of beta tomorrow.
Steam trading cards?
Yes. This is according to a post by Valve's John Cook on their blog. Players win virtual cards by playing games on Steam, which then can be traded to others or redeemed for virtual items and Steam coupons. Thank you, Steam.
I'll take a trading card person.
No, not those kind of trading cards. This is something to do with your game. Kind of like the equivalent of achievements, but your achievements can actually be used for something instead of, I killed 15 zombies, yay. Okay, so the trading cards are also tied to an experience system with higher Steam levels gaining additional friends list slots, the ability to customize your Steam profile page. They said, we'll be continuing to iterate on existing features and add new ones after the release. And there are a few things we have talked about previously that we really wanted to get to. That have now been pushed till post-release, trade offers and the card binder. They will still get done. We just don't have an exact timeline on that. Cook said in his post, Cook also hinted that the launch of trading cards was also a step towards this summer's Steam sale. So making trading cards available to all Steam users is a step towards an event we think everyone can be excited about. I am, because I have been griping at Microsoft for this for the longest. What is the point of having an achievement? It does nothing. I don't care to brag to somebody.
Yes, but I don't see the point in having a trading card either.
You didn't listen to what I said. Your trading card can be used to put towards the purchase of a game.
I did miss that. I came across some Doctor Who cosplay. Sorry.
redeem it for virtual items and game. Like, you know, you love APB. Now you can log in through Steam and maybe put something towards that card that you want. Steam coupons, a little bit off your games, and experience system that gives you some other little perks and goodies. So that's what I mean when I say that the other ones really didn't do much. This is something definitely that I would be interested in using, because I'm always wanting to get a game or two, and if I can go play the games that I have and earn trading cards and then get something that I want, nice. That makes me want to play more. You'll get more of my business. Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
I
don't know.
You don't want it?
Maybe. We'll see. I'm the world's worst about coupons and deals and stuff like that. I'm the person who will, like, order from a website, and it's like, you know, send in your such and such to get this money back. And I never do.
But that's fair. But you actually play on Steam. You do a lot of APB, and
you
will probably see those. You probably see this a lot more than you would. So you probably jump in there, and then you know it pops up in front of you, and it's like, "Hey, Ginger, use your your last 5 achievements from APB to get a new car." And you'd be like, "Oh,
I do. I had people harassing me. Where have you been? You abandoned us. I didn't abandon you. I've just been busy."
Cut the genders.
Busy.
Y'all know the cut the genders. Cut the genders.
All right, so Xbox One headset is sold separately. There are reports going around the
store. Oh, see.
Headset microphone. That the headset microphone combo used to come standard with the Xbox 360. Not going to be so much so with the Xbox Bone. Instead, the standard device will cost consumers extra. The official Xbox magazine confirmed the lack of a headset with Xbox support. They tweeted that the system does not come with a headset. Microsoft issued a statement that says Xbox One does not include a pack and headset accessory. Each Xbox One includes the new Kinect sensor with a highly sensitive multi-array microphones designed to enable voice inputs and chat as a system-level capability, both in-game and with Skype and other experiences.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to Skype? Okay, I've got an issue with this. I've got an issue. Because I know for me, if I try to do Skype and I have the surround sound speakers on headphones, do you know the echo and the feedback you get?
Forget that. Why are you forcing? Yeah.
And it was the crappiest headset ever. It cost you like $2.
I didn't pay for any of mine, but still, they lasted a while. One of them's missing. But will we be able to use our old one is the question. Will I be able to use, if I have a USB headset?
The original one that came with my Xbox 360 is the crappiest headset I have ever seen.
Oh, it is. Mine just, they lasted quite a long time.
Yeah, it still works, but it's flimsy and it's not good.
Yeah. So then remember they were saying, if you have a USB headset, I could never get any USB headset I had to work with my controller. Anybody out there knew how to do it, please pass this knowledge along. Because never did mine work, ever. Never could. I plugged it into the controller and nothing would work. So I was like, I don't know how this is supposed to work out. It is not working out. And I had one of those super duper Plantronics big heavy businesses before I broke it. Yeah.
That reminds me, I've got to send back mine. Okay. Yay.
I am deeply troubled by this. Can they just stop trying to gouge us? You're already getting tons of cash out of us, as it were. Please just stop.
Yeah. Sorry, I was over here coughing my head off. All right, so Gone Home developers are pulling out of PAX Prime. Apparently I've missed this. I don't really know what this is about, so bear with me. Fulbright Company, which is a Portland, Oregon-based developer, announced via its blog they will not be attending PAX Prime this year because of comments made by Penny Arcade artist.
I was just looking at that. Girl, that's juice.
That is juice.
Go ahead.
So according to co-founder Steve Gaynor, the company is withdrawing from participation in the PAX Prime Indie Mega Booth Showcase. Gaynor said that the studio's employees no longer felt comfortable appearing at the show in light of recent comments made online by Krahulik. Gaynor's issue is with comments Krahulik made in a series of tweets recently. What did he say? He said, if thinking that all women have a vagina makes me a monster, then yes, I'm a monster. What? Of course all women have a vagina.
I don't get it.
It was supposedly a remark made towards the transgendered community. He also said that people who use the word cis shouldn't tweet at him, telling one person, if you use this word cis, I will probably hate you too. Gaynor said that these remarks were just the most recent in a series of questionable comments made by Krahulik and Penny Arcade writer Jerry Holkin.
Oh, guys.
Don't kill PAX. Don't kill PAX. Come on, just educate yourself. Stop being stupid. Others included the use of a rape joke in one of their comics and their unapologetic response to the outcry over it. And a PAX Australia panel with the following questionable text in the description. Any titillation gets called out as sexist or misogynic and involves any antagonist race aside from Anglo-Saxon, and you're called a racist. It's gone too far. When will it all end? What? Oh my God, guys. He said, they also go on to say, we believe that people's opinions and actions on social issues and business ethics are important. Sorry, this is coming from Gaynor. We believe that agreeing to pay the organizers of PAX over $1,000 for booth space and to present our game on their show floor for 4 days provides explicit support for and tactic approval of their publicly demonstrated positions on these subjects. And we have finally come to the conclusion that we cannot support Jerry, Mike, and their organization by participating in this event.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Gaynor said that his company took a vote on whether they would attend, and they agreed that none of them felt comfortable attending. We are a four-person team. Two of us are women. One of us is gay. Gone home deals in part with LGBT issues. This issue is important to us on a lot of different levels, and Penny Arcade is not an entity that we feel welcomed by or comfortable operating alongside. Grahulik did try to address his tweets today, offering an apology of sorts. He says, I'm very sorry about yesterday. There are very few things that someone can say to me that will actually make me lose my temper.
There's a bad word in there. You just censor yourself when you get to it, ma'am.
Okay. And he says, all my buttons got pushed yesterday, though, and I snapped. I doubt that will change anyone's opinion, but there you go. I'm not qualified to talk about the ambiguity of sexuality, and frankly, I don't give a crap about it. I like drawing comics and playing video games. I'll keep my mouth shut when it comes to all the other stuff. Thank you! Why don't you? Because apparently when you open your mouth, nothing but stupidity and ignorance and bigotry comes out of it. So how about you sit down, shut up, make your comics, and do what you do best? Apparently, talking on a public forum is not it.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that came out of their mouths of
I mean,
all
I feel bad
people.
Enough about what I told a telemarketer yesterday.
Well, he kind of had it coming after you told me what he said to you. But
forced relations of your mother and a ghost.
And don't repeat it. Don't repeat it.
Anyways,
I don't understand. Guys.
But this is just.
I know he's saying that he hopes that this doesn't affect people supporting projects like Child's Play, but this is exactly what you just did. There's a ton of the lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender community that comes out to do Child's Play, especially I didn't get to do the event this past Christmas, but and I will this year because baby, that's become like a tradition now. Baby Nation and I go do the Child's Play event at the Microsoft store, and there's a lot of gay, bi, transgender people.
There's a lot of gay gamers. It's one of the designers that I've been working with inside Second Life is the most adorable little gay guy.
Yes.
And just so sweet. And y'all...
It doesn't matter what you think. The only safe place for things like that is inside your head, unless you're us, because we just say anything, because we're inflammatory on purpose here, just so y'all know. But
we would never say something
We would never
like
say something
that.
Like that, no. There's a line...
I mean, it's one thing where we troll people when we get stupid people in the chat room, and I, you know...
Yeah,
we... Should, like,
do stuff to their mom.
Suffocate themselves. But,
you are...
This...
You have a great thing that you support, and you probably should have just... Buttons pushed or not, you should have gotten up and walked away from your computer. Don't draw about it. Don't say anything. Don't tweet. Just be
quiet. What kind of buttons were pushed that you would say this about the LGBT community?
Two old adages I will share with you there, Karulik. First of all, don't start none, won't be none. Secondly, it's better to keep your mouth shut and have people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and prove you are one. Don't do it. Child's play is scary.
That is always my argument with these guys who think they're trolling. You know, your mom, or, you know, that they say all this other crap about. I mean, because there are a crap ton of young guy gamers who will say stuff about rape, whatnot. And it's like, guys, y'all have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, well, we're just trolling you. No, you're not trolling me. You're being stupid. Trolling is an art. It's an art form. And if you can't do it, don't call yourself a troll. Because a troll would never lash out like that. Ever. A troll will make you feel stupid because you are stupid, and they will prove it.
I mean, and to the comments, any titillation gets called out as sexist. It's not sexist because it's titillation. It's sexist because it's aimed strictly at the guys. Give us some, too, is what we're saying. We want a little titillation. I don't... know where this came from. I don't know if somebody got a little bit too much power or what have you, but you do have to realize that you do have a lot of power. People are watching what you say. The community loves you, and a large amount of the community is gay, lesbian, bi, transgendered, and female. And you've already seen the study that came out with the ESA. We're making up over half of all gamers. If we stop going to your website, we stop talking to you, we stop going to PAX, we stop buying the games that support you, because if this company, I do have to applaud them. It takes a lot of guts to say, you know what, we just don't agree with what you say, and we don't want any part of giving you any money to support, you know, your belief system. I can't fault them for that. I can't tell them to go anyway. I really can't. I can't see any reason why they would. I probably wouldn't.
But, you know, a couple of months ago, there was a gay gamers deal. I think it was actually called Gamers.
Yes, Gamers.
It was in California somewhere. And, you know, at the time, we were like, and I think you even mentioned it, too, do we really need this? Maybe.
We do.
We do, apparently, because guys, stupid people, I'm not going to say just guys, people like this are still out there and will say stuff like this. And it's not so much, you know, oh, I said it, I didn't mean it. No, you said it and you did mean it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have said it.
I think... Okay, we're kind of getting into our night show rant here, but this one just really kind of pushed my button.
Thursday night.
Yeah, we'll bring it up again Thursday night. I think the most beautiful thing that I've heard as of the past few weeks is to hear Baby Natrix ask me what certain words mean. Like, she's heard certain shows. Like, I love to watch Supernatural. Their early seasons, they said some things they probably shouldn't have said. Maybe the writers, you know, were like, you know, at the time, it is not considered a bad thing to say. And she heard one of the words, and she says, what does that mean? And it was a vernacular used to describe a gay person. And I like the fact that she didn't know what it was. That's what's beautiful. And that's I hated to explain to her what it was, but then I had to and tell her, it's a very bad word. Don't you ever say that, ever. And the reason being is you don't know how you may grow up, and your child may be what this person is called.
Well, I have certain gamer friends of mine. You will cut that crap out. You won't say that crap around me again. Or we will not be gaming together again. That's all it is to it. I will remove you hotter than, you know, faster than.
This is recorded here, guys. Go back and listen to it anytime. If I ever hear you say that, I'm not going to even warn you. We don't have nothing to say to each other anymore. You make any racist, sexist jokes, we have nothing to say to each other from then on. You are instantly blocked, period. No, all joking aside. That is ridiculous.
I will give them a warning because maybe they weren't right. Because I play with a lot of young guys. Maybe their parents raised them to not say to not think about it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to tell them, hey, that's not right. Think about what you're
saying. But I get you know how I am. I give them the speech beforehand. You say these words, blam, 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 and then we're instantly not talking. They got their pre-warning already.
Yeah.
Stop.
Pretty much, Corey does come with a warning label.
I do. And Ginger will tell you. I tell everybody when I talk to them the first time, because of the way that I am, I can come across mean. But that's just the way I talk. You say this, Y, X, Y, Z. We have nothing else to talk about, nothing to discuss. We're not friends. Don't call me. We're done. That's a line you don't cross. So I'm disappointed in you guys over at Tulsa Penny Arcade. I'm very disappointed to hear you. And I understand you were angry, but that's the time when you have to tell yourself, being who you are, get up and walk away from the computer.
Yes.
Put the phone down and just go
take a
call.
You are somebody's idol.
Yeah.
You do cater to a
certain sect of the male population, although some of us females enjoy your comments.
You need to be above all of that.
You have to be because of the power that you have. The child's play thing is in danger. You have put that in danger, and I'm sure those children love that you come there. Yes. Bad taste in the mouth. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That upsets me to hear them say that. Not just because they said it, it's because of who they are. Why would you? Don't do it. Right. So those of you who have been waiting for news from the Spicy Horse. Yes, I said it like that, Spicy Horse. The creative force behind Akeniero, Demon Hunters, and American McGee's Akeniero. I love saying that. They've announced today of their winner of It's Alice Costume Contest is Drag Queen. Wait a minute. I am looking for a picture while I do this, okay? Because I got to have it. Because the winner, you will never guess who it is. It's a drag queen. Very famous drag queen.
Oh, RuPaul.
Yes.
Wow. I could see his face. I was like,
drag queen comedian and RuPaul. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's not RuPaul. It's actually one of the people from his show. I apologize. I read that wrong. He's Pandora's Box is what his name is. He says he's a huge fan of anything Alice in Wonderland. And when he first discovered American McGee's Alice, he was enthralled. He said, I love his reimagining of the world. Then with Alice Madness Returns, I fell more in love with the twisted wonderland that American has created. Part of the appeal of being a drag queen is being able to create anything you want for your show. So I had the Alice costume made by Dallas Coutier Designs and brought her to life on stage. And when I heard of the contest, how could I not enter? Especially since I had an amazing homage photo shoot by Jose A. Guzman Colon to enter it with. So I'm over the moon that I won the contest. It's a thrill, a great honor to be chosen by American to represent his vision. I am looking for a picture to share. Oh, wait, Ginger, I think you can actually show this. Oh, my God. Why are you a drag queen so pretty?
He is gorgeous.
Look at that. Pop that up there for them to see.
Beautiful.
Why is he so pretty? I saw a lot of the photos from this contest. I wouldn't say he should have been the winner. I will say that much. I saw some.
That's
I saw some
not working
girls.
For me.
That link is not working. What's the thing?
The page cannot be found.
Really?
Really, really.
Well, people, I may have to share it with you later. I'll put it up on the site for you later, or as we talk, I'll let you know when it's up here in a second.
It's RuPaul.
No, it's not RuPaul. It's somebody from his show. You know, he has a show that he does that's like Top Model called Drag Race. Let me see if they put it up on their site. Maybe it's up, or maybe it's up on Pandora's site because he has a site. Gosh, he's pretty. I'm so jealous.
I know.
Why is he so pretty? I do be extremely jealous. I need to be a drag queen to come and do some makeup and hair for me.
I know. Teach us what we're doing wrong, man, because, oh, my God.
I mean, I'm fabulous and everything, but I'm not drag queen fabulous. I would like to be.
Oh, you're totally fabulous.
You know, I can rock it out. Okay, well, we can show you the guy. He has a Facebook page, at least. You might be able to find his stuff there. I'm liking his website. Cute.
Piston go. Oh, my God.
Look at how pretty he is.
So pretty.
Why is he so pretty? I'm jealous.
Southern Belle right there. It's just that look.
We can't see it on
your hair.
You got to share.
I've got it shared now.
Oh, there it is. I forget we're behind you a couple seconds.
Big hair, blonde, the big poofy lips, blue eyes, big makeup. That is Southern Belle makeup right there.
I am jealous. I want to be that pretty. If you look through his photos, he's flawless. And he's got pictures of him without the makeup. He's not even a half bad looking guy.
Photos of Pandora Box.
I have tried to watch the.
Some of these pictures are not.
Not that great. But.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to kiss your neck with my hands in a very tight grip. I like that. All right. So anyway, he won the contest there with Alice American McGee. Why can I not find my story? I lost my story. Okay. So as the winner of the World's Best Alice Cosplayer Contest, they flew him to Shanghai to meet the Spicy Horse team, and he's going to appear in their Kickstarter video for O Zombie this coming summer. And I think I have a link to that.
Oh my God, that's him not in drag.
Yeah, he's not a half bad looking guy. He could like RuPaul.
Gorgeous woman, hot guy.
Yeah, he could.
Man, that's a double threat right there.
That's like RuPaul.
I saw him like out of drag, and I was like, "You are kind of a nice looking older guy."
RuPaul, I saw him for the first time out of drag in a Versace ad. You know, dressed as a man in a suit, and he had this cane, and he was posing. I was like, "That guy's hot. Why does it say RuPaul? Oh my God, that's RuPaul without his makeup."
Seriously, that is not right. You're not allowed to be a hot chick and a hot guy. That's just not right.
That
not
line,
right.
Look, that line in the movie Tu Wong Fu is absolutely true. So when a gay man has way too much style for one gender, he is a drag queen.
Hell yeah.
Because they can definitely pull it off. All right, so O Zombie is their... project that they're backing. They need $950,000. They have $57,000 so far. They probably should have gone with Indiegogo because they would have gotten to keep that. But anyway, Miss I'm sorry, Miss Pandora Box will be appearing in their trailer due out this summer. I gotta play some of those Alice games. I keep hearing how great they are, and it's all twisted. And I do like when they give me all twisted, crazy.
Really good, but I've not. Ooh.
Yeah.
Alice has blood all over her.
Yeah.
Run, dude, run. See, it's dark. There's steam and stuff. You never go down the alley.
Oh, they've already done it. Okay, so that's him. They've already done it. All right then.
And see. People, mm-hmm. It's dark. There is any sort of fog. There's an alley. You do the birth around the alley. Around the alley.
Run, Bo, run!
Oh, my God. The Queen of Hearts has a beard.
Well, it is the Queen of Hearts. She is mad.
That is true, but she has a beard.
Now, if you go to American's website, all the girls there that entered the contest for cosplayer there, and there is one who was so, wow, the cosplay was amazing. Some girl, she had this whole corseted, the petticoats, and I thought for sure she was going to win. But she didn't. But awesome. Go check out their website, their Facebook page. You can find them on ours. Liked them some months ago. But, yeah, you can go and check this out on their Kickstarter page, which I will also share on our Facebook page. And I'm talking really fast, and I haven't even had any coffee. Y'all be afraid.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here watching the video, so I'm all like, ooh. All right, so some people may have already noticed. I don't know. PlayStation Network Maintenance, June 25th. Folks, have you looked at your calendar? That is today. Today! Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today. Sony announced via its PlayStation blog that the PlayStation Network is going to be going for maintenance June 25th from 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is late in the day. What the hell? These 6-plus hours of maintenance will make it so that users will not be able to visit the PlayStation Store or PlayStation Home or manage their accounts. Those signed in to PSN between now and the beginning of the maintenance period will be able to stay logged in. So hope you're logged in. That will allow them to continue to use apps like Netflix and play games online.
Mm-hmm.
The full details say, in order to continue bringing you the best online game experience on PSN, we will perform routine maintenance beginning the morning of Tuesday, June 25th. This maintenance will start at approximately 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, my God.
If you just missed it. It'll last around 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. During the maintenance period, you may receive a maintenance notification when attempting to access PSN. The PlayStation Store, PlayStation Home, and account management will not be available during the maintenance period, but you will be able to access online play and apps provided that you have signed into the network at some point between now and the time of the maintenance. It's already begun, so you've already missed it. Yay!
Your PlayStation requires urgent maintenance.
Yay!
All right, I'm sorry. I'm posting a congratulations to Pandora on her page. Okay.
Okay.
I had to. Totally, we're jealous because she's so pretty. We are jealous. I'm so serious.
I'm so hot.
So jealous.
How you doing?
I don't think you want to. How you doing? Well, wait a minute. I scrolled, and I should not have. Yeah. All right, so, finally, Blizzard is admitting what we have been accusing them all along. You know what that is, don't you?
They've been hacked. Don't read that until later. That'll just make you angry.
I stays angry. That's how I live.
Well, that one was very angry.
All right, so we have been accusing them of this for well over 2 years now. They're finally admitting it. Blizzard has issued a security warning after World of Warcraft suffered from an increase in unauthorized logins. 2 days ago, Blizzard took to the web and mobile auction house offline. They took them off, took them offline to perform emergency maintenance after players reported they had lost in-game items and gold. A WoW insider WoW Insider reported players found that found the mobile armory had been used to spend large amounts of their gold on extremely overpriced white quality items on the auction house, a way to launder gold to the posting player. Today, Blizzard confirmed it had detected a recent increase in unauthorized account logins from its website and the World of Warcraft Armory app, and I got yet another alert on one of our accounts, too, which has not been used in probably, good God, 6-7
years.
Yeah,
I got one of my Guild Wars, too, the other day, and I was like, yeah, I looked at it, and it went to, like, playfish.com or something. I was like, yeah, I'm not clicking that.
Really? So Blizzard is in the process of emailing those who were not using an authenticator and whose account suffered unauthorized access to request an account reset. Customer support will restore in-game items and gold to accounts affected. In a post on Battle.net, Blizzard said no account security is guaranteed and encouraged players to change their password periodically to add another defensive barrier. At this time, they said, we have no reason to believe that accounts currently using an authenticator are at risk. Blizzard resolved the whole website bug Monday morning, but access to the auction house via the mobile armory app remains offline while it continues to investigate. And this has been going on for the longest. If you all had nipped this in the bud a long time ago, we wouldn't be having this issue. We asked for comment. Remember, they just ignored us.
Yeah, they did. Mm. Yeah, they did. But we
told y'all.
We told them. No, nobody ever listens, though. Nobody ever listens.
We told you.
All right, so Microsoft, man.
Again?
Microsoft just won't say that in the news. Microsoft is spending $700 million on data centers in Iowa. Hey, Iowa, you got some new jobs. Didn't realize they had internet out there. Anyways,
Poor Iowa.
Microsoft will spend $700 million on a new data center in West Des Moines, Iowa. This is according to a Des Moines Register. The data center is the result of a deal with the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board, which has approved through the state $20 million in tax credits for the computing giant for what has been named Project Mountain. The new data centers will likely be added onto its facilities already in the region, bringing total investment in the local data centers from Microsoft to nearly $1 billion.
Wow.
These expanded data centers will help support such Microsoft services as Xbox Live and Office 365. In a statement to the Des Moines Register, Microsoft Data Center Services General Manager Christian Bellity says that the expansion supports the growing demand for Microsoft's cloud services, which we all know Xbox One is going to be relying very, very, very heavily on, and that it represented the company's latest efforts in efficient data center thinking.
Wow.
Dying of fire, Microsoft. I'm still mad at you.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna reserve comment for another time there, Microsoft. All right, well, I'm gonna jump off of that. I can't say what I want to say. It's daytime. I'm like trying to figure out how can I say this.
I know. It's all daytime, and we're kind of like we got these lulls, but it's because we're thinking. Can I
say this and not get in trouble? Anyway,
man, it sucks when you get juicy stories like this during the day, and you're like, I can't say anything, and it's Monday. Oh my God, that's so far away from Thursday.
All right, now. Those of you who love you some code like I do, which I don't get to play around with nearly enough like I like, the biggest challenge for you up to date has probably been adopting a new platform on which to develop on. So you're like, do I use my C++? Do I use my little compiler? Do I use my Notepad as a compiler? Do I blah, 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 blah? Well, there's a new thing of Google's put out called Playground. Yes, they're trying to tempt people to switch from Amazon or Microsoft clouds or to start developing in the cloud for the first time. I want to play with it probably one night when I'm up and can't sleep. In two clicks, you can start development project in the cloud, see its code, start playing with an app on Google's App Engine, Compute Engine, or Data Store, and that's pretty much it. Sometimes they say you just want to dip your toes in, Google says, or you want to try out some sample code, which I do love to play with sample code. Yes, I am a geek. So it's impractical to go through all the steps of installing the app engine, the SDK, which you can't get off because I still have pieces of mine on this computer from the C++ from 5 years ago that will not come off, and you can't take it off. I hate you, Microsoft. Also, you have to add in payment credentials, set up an entire development environment. By the time you're finished, you've lost the motivation to even try to code that, you know, you wanted to test with the new Cloud Playground. You don't have to worry about any of that. You start with sample projects that Google's already created, or you can clone open source app engine projects in Python, which I've been dying to know, from GitHub. Either way, you're looking at sample code and projects in seconds. You can play with the variables, add a few lines of code, change some strings. Man, I do love Colin Farrell. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm such a geek. Okay, anyways, you can simply click the green arrow button to watch your code execute in Google's Cloud Platform and see the results real time in your browser window. That is so flipping hot. So this essentially is like Code Academy for cloud. They know how to talk dirty to me. I'm like, ooh, can't wait. Google's App Engine for Idiots. Or cloud-enabled applications development for newbies is what they're calling this. So there's two major opportunities for Google here. First, Google will find it much easier to get developers to consider its cloud services, even when they're already using Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure or other cloud providers' environments. It's super easy to give Google's cloud a quick test drive. That alone won't drive migration decisions, but the toe in the door is a time-honored sales tactic for a reason. It works. They mentioned sales tactic. So is it free? I don't know. So they're saying, of course, it's
probably not.
Yeah, they
you've got so many uses, or you can use only so much of the program.
Yeah, probably. They are looking at adding PHP support, which will be fantastic because there are 5 million PHP programmers. I do not consider myself one, but I do love to play around with that one too. Really easy. And they're cutting prices up to 25% to push Amazon on the cost. So, yeah, it does cost. The new move is likely to open up floodgates for cloud novices to try and maybe buy cloud computing services. I would like to go and find out how much it costs. Look at that. It's all extra. Oh. Oh, my.
Really?
Oh, my.
Is it that exciting?
I don't see any costs yet, but I want to click stuff. There's an app engine for Python 2.7 to make a guest book.
No, clicky.
Oh, my hands are shaking for real. Oh, you can make a tic-tac-toe game using...
No, clicky.
Hands above the desk. Hands above the desk.
Rory's got the same issue I do. If it clicks,
click. There is a whole bunch of buttons that says, with plus signs, that say copy me. Oh, I want to click them.
Seriously. Yeah. All right, so.
I can't click, can't you? No, can click?
No. No clicky.
I just got
All right, so Toronto mayor getting a game making fun of him. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, who has been in the news recently, he was allegedly caught on video smoking crack. Now you can enjoy some fresh new ridicule via video games. That's right. All right, so in the game, available via Google Play for Android devices, Droid. Players control the mayor as he avoids crack pipes and the media long enough to earn money to buy back that allegedly incriminating videotape.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Oh my god, that is awesome. The game's description says, uh-oh, looks like the mayor's in a buttload of friggin' trouble that the alleged video of him smoking crack.
You know, this would never be on the Apple App Store. It had to be on Google Play.
I know, right? Because we've got a sense of humor.
Yes, Google people, or Android people have a huge sense of humor, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It says, who knows if it even exists, am I right? But just in case, why don't you help him collect a heap of cash to buy it back? Buy it before the gawker does. Only your twinkle toes can outmaneuver the bloodthirsty media to help him collect more than they did in that darn Crackstarter campaign. Oh, my God. $201,255 to be exact.
Correct.
Hey, yeah. Everyone needs a little boost now and then, so make sure you collect power-up buckets of deep-fried courage for more footballs to throw at life's problems. But make sure you avoid those pesky crack pipes. Oh, my God. All right, so it's up on Google Play. I'm showing it to you right now. It is free.
Oh, my God.
You have to download it. Wow. And I remember hearing about that Kickstarter campaign where they were trying to raise the money to buy that video. So.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't even believe they did that. I can't.
That's
I'm sorry.
Just...
there's lots of code here to play with.
Step away from the code, Corey. Step away from the code. I know. I have to keep telling myself, step away. Step away from the vertices, Ginger.
Me and
freaking bottom of that dress. That's annoying me. It's ruffles and the stupid vertices are all.
Can you just make me that lovely pee in a pod number so I can just go ahead and whip the just. I just need one. Just give me one. I could go ahead and start another, and then you could go back to the ruffles. Just one. It won't take you long. Look, I'm trying to coerce her. Y'all should have seen the. I was talking smack to Ginger, and then she logged off on me. And then she got up this morning and was like, huh? I was like, what are you talking about? I forgot.
Yeah, I was out of it. I didn't feel good today. I ended up sleeping most of the day.
All right. We got time for a really quick one before we go. Those of you who love to buy your tablet. Yeah, you buy your tablet at Barnes & Noble. Well, just so you know, Barnes & Noble is no longer making its own Nook tablets to save money. Yeah.
I love my Barnes & Noble Nook tablet.
I think the Nooks are awesome.
I guess it is a tablet.
They decided to stop making their own line of tablet devices in favor of partnering with an outside manufacturer. They announced today. The company expects to reduce costs in its Nook division, which is hemorrhaging money thanks to heavy competition from Amazon. The news was included in the company's fiscal year 2013 quarter results. They said the company plans to significantly reduce losses in the Nook segment by limiting risks associated with manufacturing. Going forward, the company intends to continue to design e-reading devices and reading platforms while creating a partnership model for manufacturing in the competitive color tablet market. Thus, the widely popular lines of Simple Touch and Glow Light products will continue to be developed in-house, and the company's tablet line will be co-branded with a yet-to-be-announced third-party manufacturer of consumer electronics products, probably in China, if we know history holds true. At the same time, the company intends to continue to build its digital catalog, adding thousands of e-books every week and launching new Nook apps. VentureBeat is surmising that the manufacturing partner is probably going to be Microsoft because they have been rumored to offer $1 billion for the Nook division. They've already dropped $300 million into the Nook Media joint venture with Barnes & Noble and textbook publisher Pearson. That means the next generation of Nook tablets will have to run a version of Windows 8 rather than Android. Ooh, such a move would give Microsoft a huge gain in its fight to grab market share away from Apple's line of iPads and iPad minis, as well as the growing number of affordable Android tablets already available. Barnes & Noble says that it plans to divert attention away from the hardware strategy of the Nook and instead focus on digital media and app sales, and digital game sales are down last month, by the way. So that's why I think Sony was saying retail is important. But they said it was the last to start offering digital video sales, and it never got around to offering customers in-app purchasing. So these two things that should have been on the Nook platform from the beginning were not, and probably hurt them deeply.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, I was reading a report that says anti-game research is deeply flawed. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right, people, it'd be time for us to get out of here. We will be back later tonight for Picks and East. I think our wedding show is tonight. I got a gang of stuff for wedding, so it better be.
Yay!
Ginger's yawning. That is so not cute, Ginger.
That's fine. I'm coming to the show dressed up as a
toddly
do.
Can you do rawr?
Rawr! I'm not to be, but oh my God, I'm so sleepy.
We love when she does her rawr. It's not ferocious at all.
Rah.
And I have to do this in honor of the...
Can I bite off your ankles?
Look here, woman. Baby woman. Baby.
Yeah. I ain't scared of you.
That's all right. I'm going to make you... you know what? That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to learn how to fix that code that I got. I'm going to tie you up. See if you like that.
Yay!
All right, we'll see you guys later on. Stay out of trouble. Somebody's always watching.